Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive with us. You know, today we're looking at something that might not sound super exciting at first, decommissioning inactive applications. But stick with us, because this stuff is really interesting when you think about how much money can be saved.
Yeah, it can make a real difference to your IT budget.
Exactly. And to help us out today, we're taking a look at this white paper called Cost Savings Opportunities from Decommissioning Inactive Applications.
We're going to be going over some of the key takeaways from this white paper today so that you can decide if you want to go and read the whole thing.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what's interesting is that a lot of companies, they're sitting on a potential gold mine of savings and they don't even know it.
Yeah, they just see these inactive applications as dead weight, just lurking in their data center when they could be saving a bunch of money.
Right. And this white paper goes right to the heart of that and says, straight up, that decommissioning inactive applications can be one of the easiest ways to find significant cost savings.
Oh, for sure. And they even quote an applications director who said it was as easy as walking through the data center and bending over to pick up $100 bills.
Okay. Well, it's probably not that easy.
Probably not.
But it's a pretty compelling image.
It is.
And there is data to back up that claim.
There is the Compliance, Governance, and Oversight Council. They found that on average, decommissioning a single inactive application can save you around $40,000 per year.
Wow.
And for those larger enterprise-level systems, the savings can be even more, potentially exceeding $120,000 annually.
That is a lot of potential savings, but I have a feeling it can't be that easy.
You are right. There are definitely some challenges.
Okay, so what's the catch?
This is where the white paper really digs in and lays out two main hurdles that companies face when they're trying to reap these cost savings.
Okay, so let's unpack these hurdles. What's the first one?
The first hurdle is all about the data. You see, these inactive apps, they often hold information that might be needed later on for audits, customer support, legal reasons, or even just historical context.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They can't just delete it.
So it's not just about getting rid of the application. It's about figuring out what to do with all the data.
Exactly.
Okay, so what's the second hurdle then?
The second hurdle is all about the users, the people who are used to accessing that data in specific ways.
Right.
Change can be tough. And users might be resistant to switching to new systems or processes, even if it makes things more efficient in the long run.
It's like that classic book, Who Moved My Cheese? People don't always embrace change, even if it's for the better.
Exactly. And the white paper spends a good chunk of time exploring these two challenges, the data and the users. It looks at how to deal with legacy data from complex systems, the importance of preserving context, and thinking about how users will access and interact with the data once the original application is gone.
So they're not just telling us about the problem, they're digging into how to solve it.
That's right. And in the next section, we're going to explore some of the specific solutions that the white paper offers, including a glimpse into a cloud-based approach that might just surprise you. Okay, so how do we actually go about overcoming those data and user hurdles you were talking about?
Yeah, like how do we actually solve this problem?
So the white paper suggests that instead of just deleting those applications, we should consider a more strategic approach.
Okay.
Something they're calling application retirement.
Application retirement. That sounds a bit more official than just hitting delete.
Yeah, it is. It's about having a structured process to decommission these applications in a way that preserves the value of the data, but minimizes disruption for the users.
Okay, so it's like a more thoughtful approach.
Yeah, and this is where the white paper really shines because it lays out a clear roadmap.
Okay, I like it when there's a roadmap. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So the first step is all about understanding the scope of the problem. Like, what are we actually dealing with here? Okay. So you have to identify which applications are truly inactive and assess the data they contain.
Okay, so we figure out what we've got, and then what?
Then you have to figure out who still relies on that data and for what purposes.
Okay, so it's like a pretty thorough inventory process.
Exactly. Once you've got a clear picture of the landscape, the next step is to develop a plan.
Okay.
For migrating the data from the inactive application to a new environment.
Okay, so what does that actually look like?
Well, it could involve archiving the data, moving it to the cloud, or even integrating it with existing systems.
So it's not just about getting rid of the old application. We need to make sure that the data is still accessible.
Precisely. And this is where things can get really tricky.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Especially when you're dealing with legacy systems with maybe complex data structures.
Right.
Or even limited documentation.
You know, you mentioned legacy systems earlier, and it made me think about how daunting it can be to deal with those old databases.
Yeah.
It's like, imagine trying to find specific financial record in a system as complex as your online banking but without any of the user-friendly features we're used to.
It's a great analogy.
That's the kind of data challenge we're talking about here.
It is, and the white paper offers some really practical advice on how to approach this challenge.
Okay, good.
It really highlights the importance of data mapping, data cleansing, and ensuring data integrity throughout the migration process.
So you're not losing anything. You're not corrupting anything.
Right. It's not just about moving the data. It's about moving it in a way that doesn't lose any of its value.
Yeah. And you mentioned earlier the importance of context. Like, you've got to keep that in mind.
Yeah. You need to understand what that data means, how it's structured, and how it relates to the business processes it supports.
Right. Because just having a jumble of numbers isn't very useful.
Exactly. So we've talked about the data migration piece, but what about the users?
Right. They're the ones who are actually going to be using this data, so we can't forget about them.
That's a critical piece of the puzzle for sure. And the white paper devotes a significant portion to addressing that user experience.
Okay, good.
One of the key recommendations is to involve users early and often throughout the process.
Right. So they feel like they're part of the solution rather than just having it dictated to them.
Exactly. No one likes to feel like change is being forced upon them.
Yeah, exactly. So what else can we do to make this easier on the users?
Well, the white paper suggests providing training and support on any new systems.
Okay.
Or processes that they'll need to use once the old application is retired.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This could be anything from online tutorials to dedicated help desk resources.
Right. So really just making that transition as easy as possible.
Yes. And they actually go even further and suggest that organizations should strive to actually enhance the user experience.
Enhance the user experience. How is that even possible when you're taking away a tool that they're used to using?
Well, that's where some of the more innovative solutions come in. Like, the white paper dives into this pretty cool concept called enterprise business records.
Enterprise business records, or EBRs. I'm not familiar with that. What is that?
Think of an EBR as a digital dossier.
Okay.
For a specific business object, like an invoice, a customer order, a journal entry. It's not just a collection of data points. It's a cohesive package that captures all the relevant information about that object and makes it easily accessible.
Okay, so it's like a more holistic view of the data.
Yeah, and when you combine these EBRs with robust search capabilities, you can really empower users to find the information they need without having to know complex database queries or navigate those cryptic data structures.
That sounds pretty powerful.
Imagine a user just types in, you know, show me all invoices from January 2023, and the system instantly pulls up complete EBRs with all the context and detail preserved.
Wow. So even if the original application is gone, they can still find what they need.
Exactly. And the white paper offers several other examples of how application retirement can actually lead to improved user experiences.
Okay, like what?
Things like self-service data access, real-time reporting, and even integration with other business tools.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We talked about the cost savings, the data management, the user experience. But I have to ask, is there a specific vendor or solution that they recommend in this white paper?
There is. They actually propose a cloud-based platform called Solix Cloud Application Retirement as a Service.
Solix Cloud. Okay, tell me more about that.
Solix Cloud offers a robust data migration and archiving platform that can handle large volumes of data from a variety of sources.
Oof.
They also have built-in tools for data mapping cleansing and validation to ensure that the data is migrated accurately and securely.
Okay, so they're really taking care of that whole data management piece.
Absolutely. And they also offer a suite of tools for managing the user experience.
Okay.
Things like self-service data access portals, customizable dashboards, and even a report writer for creating custom reports and analyses.
It sounds like they've thought of everything. But I'm always a little skeptical when a white paper heavily promotes a specific vendor or product. Does it feel like they're trying to sell us something?
It's true that the white paper does focus heavily on Solix Cloud, but I think it's important to remember that they're presenting it as one possible solution among many. The real value of this white paper lies in the comprehensive framework and methodology they lay out for approaching application retirement, regardless of what tools or vendors you choose.
That's a good point. It's always important to have that solid foundation
right.
and that clear understanding of the process.
Exactly. And the white paper does a great job of providing that foundation. It's like a blueprint for successful application retirement.
Uh-huh.
And it's packed with practical advice, real-world examples, and even case studies from companies that have successfully navigated this process.
So it sounds like this white paper is a really valuable resource for anyone who is even thinking about decommissioning inactive applications.
Absolutely. And in the final section, we'll wrap up our deep dive by exploring some of the key takeaways from the white paper and offering some suggestions for how you can actually start applying these concepts in your own organization.
Okay, so We've talked about what application retirement is and how to go about it, but I think the big question for our listeners is, why should they even care?
Right, why bother?
Why should anyone download this white paper?
Well, I think the white paper makes a really strong argument that application retirement is not just an IT chore, it's a strategic opportunity.
Okay.
It's not just about cutting costs, although that is a major benefit.
Right, of course.
But it can also reduce risk, improve efficiency, and even make things better for the users.
So you're saying it's almost like a change in mindset?
Exactly. You start to look at these old applications not as liabilities, but as potential assets.
I like that.
And the white paper gives you a really practical plan for how to make that happen.
Okay, good, because we need practical advice.
It walks you through the whole process, identifying the right applications, assessing the data, planning the migration, and managing the user experience.
So it's a soup to nuts kind of thing.
Yeah, and they even give you tips on how to measure the success of your efforts.
So it's not just theory. They give you actual things you can measure.
Exactly, and they back it all up with real-world examples and case studies showing how other companies have done this successfully.
That's great, so we can see that it actually works.
You can see how they've achieved cost savings, improved security, and even made their users happier.
It's amazing how all of this ties into digital transformation.
It really does.
It's not just about adopting new technologies. It's also about letting go of the old ones that aren't serving us anymore.
Exactly. Application retirement is an essential part of any digital transformation strategy.
So it's about cleaning up and making things more efficient.
Yeah, it frees up resources and allows your organization to be more agile and responsive.
And that's what we all want, right?
Exactly. So for anyone listening who's interested in turning these inactive applications into a strategic opportunity, what should they do?
Yeah, what's the one thing they should take away from our conversation today?
Download the white paper.
Simple as that. You can find a link in the show notes.
It's really a must read for anyone involved in IT planning, budgeting, or application management.
Yeah, anyone looking to optimize their IT infrastructure and unlock hidden value.
Great. And who knows, you might find a whole bunch of savings hiding in those inactive applications. You might be surprised by what you find.
I love it. Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into application retirement.
Hopefully we've given you some things to think about.
Yeah. And maybe inspired you to take a look at those old applications you thought were just taking up space.
You never know what you might find.
Thanks for joining us. And until next time, happy decommissioning.